99.9 Radio USA all over the road. That's Easton Corbin. It is 48 degrees. It's Scott Hansen, and we have weird news for you. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Swedish health officials are warning men to keep their swimwear on while swimming in certain waters where aggressive piranha have been found. The pacu, I believe that's how it's spelled, P-A-C-U, species of piranha are normally found in warmer climates, but somehow they've made their way to Sweden. Now, in general, they're not dangerous to people, but they do bite hard and have been known to attack men's, should we use the clinical term? Junk? Okay. Underwater. In fact, in other parts of the world, the fish are known as ball cutters. Knowing this, it might not be a bad idea for guys to just find another place to go swimming. That's what I would do. I'm not going to be swimming in Sweden. Okay, how about this? A New York woman who lost her job over sexual harassment allegations thought it would be a good idea to send her resume to the same company 524 times. Lynn Chan, who was given the boot for obsessively calling, emailing, and stalking a colleague, must have really liked her place of business since she applied for more than 80 different jobs over the course of a year and a half using 11 different email accounts and more than 100 aliases. When she didn't get any callbacks, Chan tried another method of winning over bosses by signing them up for pornographic magazine subscriptions and gay meet-up services. She also threatened to push one upper management type in front of a bus. Well, she's now been barred from contacting anyone at the company or accessing any of its facilities. And how about this one? Something really didn't click for a Florida woman who didn't appreciate being pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, and she called 911 to complain about it. The officer who spotted Frida Johnson tooling down the road without being buckled up was preparing a citation when he walked back to the driver's side window to find her on the cell phone. Before he could ask who she was talking to, he got a message over his radio that she'd called a dispatcher to complain about the traffic stop. So instead of a simple ticket, Johnson was taken to jail and charged with misusing 911. There you go. That's your weird news this morning at 6:56.
Lundgren's asks, does your truck have the oomph to accomplish all the projects?